This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. It is my absolute pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station, or if you're joining us via GCNlive.com, welcome. In this hour, we're going to be chatting with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. He's up first. And then a little later on, we're going to be talking about Labor Day weekend with some representatives from Michelin coming up in hour number two of the broadcast. Among other things, we're going to be visiting with one of the lubrication specialists that we like to have on from time to time. He's got a very informative website called thelubepage.com. Dan Watson will be joining us in hour number two, and we have lots more as well. Again, our toll-free number available anywhere in North America is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, bring forth one of our regular contributors, esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome and thanks for your time.
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you. Hope you are dry where you are. I know a lot of the country is dealing with some serious problems right now.
Absolutely. That hurricane in Texas has really turned into quite a monster, and I understand not only are we going to have problems with flooded cars once again, but this could potentially put up the price of gasoline.
Yeah, Bob. In fact, if you wouldn't mind a little diversion, why don't we talk about the issue of flooded cars, because it's something that a lot of your listeners may have to deal with if they're in the used car market very soon. But gasoline issue, yeah, Houston is a major source, and we're already seeing prices rise around the country. This is already turning into something, I hate to say it, and I may get some feedback from this blowback, but I really think that we have to worry about the oil industry profiteering on this.
I would not be surprised, but let's talk a little bit about the problem of cars that are flood damaged, and unfortunately a lot of these vehicles that are supposed to be discarded get into the hands of not so good folks who do some, to use an ironic word, wash the title of the vehicle and repackage it and try and sell it in another state, and it can really be a hazard.
Yeah, it's funny that you use that term. I was going to use that because that is, in fact, the legitimate term for an illegitimate practice, which is called title washing. One of the big problems is that we do not have a uniform registration process across the country, and some of these folks who are illegitimate know that they buy up these flood-damaged vehicles, and they move them from state to state. And in some cases, if they go from state A to B, and then to C, and sometimes to D, they can wind up, in one way or another, getting certain things taken off of the title. And that, by the way, doesn't just refer only to flood-damaged vehicles, but also to vehicles that have been considered total but are repairable. As you know, some vehicles can be repaired, wow, even though insurance companies might call them total. And so,
yes,
some of these people will pick it up, make cheap repairs. There's damage that you don't know about, and surprise, surprise. Bob, if I can run down a few things that people should be looking for if they're considering a vehicle and there's any chance. In fact, it's not a bad thing to look for, period, because you never know if a vehicle has come from a flood somewhere else. There are floods all the time around the country. And so watch for newly replaced upholstery or truck liners, trunk liners. Those may hint at flood damage. Look for rust in places that you normally wouldn't see rust. In fact, some of the places where they may not have the usual rust protection on a vehicle. You know, this might include such things as the trunk hinges or the upper door hinges. Watch for those sort of things. Look for rust or mud under the gas and the brake pedals. Watch for beads of water in places like a vehicle's dome light. And, of course, use your sense of smell as well. Do you smell something that might seem a little musty or moldy? You want to look around. Of course, you also might check out the electrical system. Do you notice anything funky about the way it's operating? And that's one of the big reasons you have to watch out for these vehicles, because once an electrical system has been flooded out, it may work. It may work temporarily. It may not work properly. And all sorts of things can go wrong on you. Maybe not the day you buy it, but sometime in the future. And replacing an electrical system, it can be a phenomenally expensive problem.
Absolutely, Paul, and not to mention the safety attributes, too, the problems.
Exactly.
You know, somebody buys one of these vehicles, is not aware that it's a flooded car, is in an accident, and because of the flood damage, airbags do not deploy or other safety measures do not employ, such as ABS and everything else.
That's a very good point I forgot about. Yes, you could wind up in a situation where a number of safety devices on your vehicle, the airbag just being one of them, may not work when you need it. And I can't think of many things that would be worse.
Absolutely. It's something we all got to watch out for. It's been an interesting week with some rumors circulating around, and this one's been lingering for the past few weeks. What's the latest with FCA and a Chinese company called Great Wall? I understand they really only want the Jeep brand. They're really not interested in Chrysler, in Dodge, and in Ram, and in Fiat.
We've been hearing a lot of different things about what may be happening with Fiat Chrysler. And if I were to tell you that I had a deep, deep insight into the specifics that I know was accurate, I'd be misleading you. We all have our sources. We all hear some things. But exactly what's going on, well, let's put it this way, Bob. There's an awful lot of things going on. And part of that is because Sergio Marchionne, the CEO, has been saying for several years, more than a few years, that he wants to either find a partner or sell the company. And he has opened up the possibility of breaking it up. So, yes, it appeared the Great Wall was interested. They seem to have gone on the record out of China with a few people saying that they were interested, but they have since backed down a little bit. They've been indicating that maybe they aren't going to do it, in part because there's politics and international issues that could be playing a role here. So might Great Wall back out of any plan or interest in buying Chrysler? Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Late July, it appears that Marchionne told some analysts that he might be interested in selling off some component operations, but he might also be interested in selling off the Alfa and Maserati brands. Remember, he already spun off Ferrari. So do I expect something to happen? There's a good chance. Could the Chinese be involved? There's a good chance. Might it not just be Jeep? There's a good chance.
Another story we're going to have to keep tabs on, and another one that just won't go away is the Dieselgate at Volkswagen. I understand another Volkswagen engineer has been sentenced to 40 months, and the former CEO is facing some new allegations, Paul.
Yeah, actually, a gentleman, Mr. Lang, who was a senior engineer here in the Detroit area involved in the emissions testing. As you know, Detroit is a center for putting vehicles through testing for
sure,
to meet the EPA
Hold
rules.
Hold that thought, Paul. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk all about this very important topic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dynavite diet.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid, if you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
We continue live all across North America on great radio stations around the world via GCNlive.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us, one of our regular contributors, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul was giving us some updates to the Volkswagen Dieselgate scandal. So, Paul, as you were saying before the break, an engineer was just recently sentenced to 40 years and
40 months.
Yeah, 40 years, that would be harsh.
He got 40 months. He was the first to plead guilty, in fact. He was the first arrested and first to plead guilty. We do have another VW engineer who was busted, was it last December, beginning of January, I believe, just before VW itself admitted guilt in that federal settlement with the EPA, Justice Department, and so on. He is expected to plead guilty sometime shortly when they go to court. How much time he'll have is unclear. He has been cooperating and could get a lighter sentence, though so was Mr. Lang. He was, in fact, supposedly cooperating with the feds, and they expected to have, in fact, prosecutors asked for a lighter sentence than what the judge in the Detroit U.S. District Court gave him. And I think that the courts are basically saying, we're going to slam hard to make it very clear that this sort of stuff is not tolerable.
Another story we're going to talk about that folks can read at thedetroitbureau.com is all about hatchbacks. There was a time in this country that there were a lot of hatchbacks being made. I always have been a fan of hatchbacks, and then they kind of fell out of vogue. But both 3- and 5-door models continue to infiltrate the marketplace, and in a lot of ways, for folks who don't need the off-roading capability of a crossover or sport utility vehicle, a hatchback makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it really does. It's in many ways surprising to some of us that hatchbacks have had disappeared to the degree that they did. Though, you know, it's funny, Bob. We're in a society where, and we're covering an industry, where definitions are sort of funny, because if you look at virtually any SUV or crossover utility vehicle, aren't they really hatchbacks?
Yeah, but, they sure are.
But what you would consider to be a more traditional hatchback pretty much fell out of style back in the late 80s and into the 90s, and probably for good reason. You had vehicles like the hatchback version of the Renault Alliance and so many other vehicles that just were not very good. They were noisy. The hatches often didn't work well. It leaked. They may have bent a little bit, and sometimes they didn't close at all or close properly and so on. So they really damaged the reputation for a long time. But there's a lot of good ones out there right now, some incredible ones. A few makers have stayed on, VW with the Golf, of course, and the GTI, and now with the Golf R. Honda's back in force with both the Civic hatchback and the Civic Type R. And we're seeing more and more manufacturers get in. I had the chance to drive the Hyundai Elantra GT and GT Sport this week. I have a review, if you'd like to check it out, on thedetroitbureau.com. And I'll tell you what, for people who are looking reasonably affordable, reasonably high-performance models, it's not a Type R, but the Elantra GT Sport is a real knockout.
And another great piece that you've got up from another recent test drive is all about the Equinox from Chevrolet. They're really putting a lot of money into this program, and they have high expectations for this Equinox. Tell us about it, Paul.
Yeah, the new Equinox is an interesting vehicle, Bob. And in the auto industry, it seems like bigger is better. It has been as long as I've been driving, and that's been a long time. Automakers always seem to come out with vehicles that are a couple inches longer, a little wider, maybe a little taller, sometimes not. Heavier has been the way to go for, you know, forever. And suddenly we're seeing a shift away from that. Certainly a lot more vehicles are so-called lightweighting, taking weight out, because that's a better way to improve fuel economy and performance. But now we're starting to see some vehicles that are also getting smaller. And the Equinox is a good version of that. It's about 4 inches shorter nose to tail than the old one was. It's got just as much, if not slightly more, interior space than it used to have, and it's quite a pleasant vehicle. They have two engine options. There's a 1.5T, a turbo that is, you know, good. It's not outstanding. It takes almost 9 seconds, 0 to 60, which for most people is acceptable. But if you want a little bit more performance without sacrificing too much mileage, there's also a 2-liter turbo engine that cuts that down into the low 6-second range, 0 to 60, and it's quite an impressive vehicle. If I remember correctly, that mileage, the highway mileage, and that's almost 28 miles a gallon, which, you know, it used to be a Econobox pricing. So you get a lighter, quicker, more fuel-efficient vehicle. It's a little smaller outside, no lost space on the inside. The package is nicer, there are more features, more safety features, and a much upgraded interior. So we like that vehicle quite a bit.
Let's talk a little bit more about things that are happening business-wise. Mercedes-Benz, I understand, Daimler, the parent company, is mulling plans to split it into three separate units. What's the reasoning behind this, Paul?
Well, it seems to be the idea that they can focus in different directions. They want to have it a little bit more distinctive, the ability for each of those units to focus independently, and we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see exactly what way they wind up shaking things up. What I find most interesting is that they are taking the Mercedes brands and breaking that up into a series of sub-brands. So you now have the Mercedes-Benz, familiar brand. You have Mercedes-Maybach, which is their luxury sub-brand. You have Mercedes-AMG, which is really sort of an equal opportunity brand, but it's even getting its own products now, like the Mercedes-AMG GT. And there'll be a fourth sub-brand coming under the Mercedes name. That'll be called Mercedes-EQ. And that will be focused on electric vehicles. So that, to me, is even more interesting to focus on than breaking up the broader Daimler operation into three subunits.
Very well said, Paul. So coming up on the site, anything that you could tell us about that will be up in the next couple of days that folks have got to check out?
Well, I'll tell you one thing we're going to have. We'll have a couple of reviews of some new Volvo products that will really likely take people by surprise. Remember how they used to be boxy and boring?
Yeah,
they were safe, but you couldn't say much else about them because they were, they were just boring vehicles. Not anymore. And what's fascinating, Bob, is that all these changes have occurred not under the ownership of a Swedish company or even Ford, but under a Chinese company. So look for a review on the XC60, the new V90 wagon, and the S90 inscription, the stretch version that will come from China.
It's all happening at the DetroitBureau.com. Thank you, Paul, so much for your time here today, and we'll get you back for a full hour real soon.
Good to be with you, Bob.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Thank you very much for joining me here. Labor Day, of course, is one of the busiest weekends on the road, with many people trying to squeeze in a last-minute road trip for the season. And joining us right now to talk about Labor Day weekend and driving, it's my pleasure to welcome, from Michelin, Senior Technical Marketing Manager, Ron Mardana. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Thank you, Bob. Good afternoon to you.
Let's talk a little bit about the popularity of Labor Day. This is one of the times of the year that folks really like to hit the road.
Yeah, you know, we always speak rhetorically about the 100 days of summer. And, of course, we know Memorial Day kind of kicks it off with our holiday in May. And through the culmination of the summer, Labor Day kind of wraps it up towards the 100 days. But it's also a very high travel weekend, because it is the last weekend, of course, before, you know, weather begins to change for a good portion of the country.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of folks go out on a summer road trip and expect, because it is the summer and not the winter, that it's a safer time of the year. But that isn't necessarily true.
Well, right. And really, what makes things maybe unsafe is the unknown, or what I would call the unprepared. You know, making sure that you can take care of things in advance before you embark on your journey. Of course, you know, we know that there's going to be many, many people on the highways at the same time. So that amount of traffic plays a big role, too.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the things that folks can do to make sure that their vehicle is ready for Labor Day weekend or any other road trip that they might have coming up in the not-too-distant future. I understand you recommend right off the bat to give your car a little bit of a checkup, so to speak.
Sure, Bob. You know, one of the first things that we recommend to all motorists and drivers is to make sure, again, that your car is properly maintained and inspected for whatever journey that you embark. You know, there's nothing more that can dampen a vacation or a trip to wherever if there's some trouble with the car maintenance. So there's a number of things we do, the vehicle itself, and, of course, tires are part of it.
Tires are such a vital, important part of a vehicle, as I often say over the years, Tom. I mean, you can have the best engine. You can have, you know, 700 horsepower, 800 horsepower, 1,000 horsepower, whatever you got. But that contact patch, that small area where the rubber hits the road, is actually a very small footprint.
Right, and one of the things that I like to tell people, particularly newer or younger people, that tires are the only part of the vehicle that are in contact with the road. No other part on that vehicle can match that. And of course, we know tires do three main characteristics. They accelerate, they brake when you want them to brake, and of course, they corner when you give a steering input. So that patch that we talk about, and there's four of them generally, is probably, if you just took your fist and you just closed it, that contact patch is pretty much the palm of your hand, maybe just a little bit larger. So it's not a very large, but it's very important because that's where all of the mobility comes from in that contact.
That is so true, and something that everybody needs to be reminded of. And another thing that folks need to be reminded of is to take care of their tires and to do basic things like check air pressure. Tell us about some of the important maintenance things that need
to
be done.
Sure. And one thing is, I didn't cover maybe properly the vehicle. So let me just go back and just start with the vehicle, and we'll get to the tires. As far as the vehicle goes, you want to make sure that obviously you don't get stranded on the highway. And one thing to do is to make sure that your battery's in good condition, getting it inspected, your cooling system particularly. You know, you don't want to be out, particularly if you're in a desert area or whatever, where you have lost your coolant. That could be very difficult. And, of course, all of your fluids, oil and things of that sort. You want to make sure your windshield wipers are in good operation. You know, it can get rain, things of that sort, just common sense things. You want to make sure that you put that on your checklist, either have it inspected by a professional or maybe in many cases yourself. Now, with the tires, and again, the tires are part of the car, we recommend monthly maintenance as well as maintenance or checks before any trip that you embark on or vacation. And two of the most important things are the inflation pressure. And every vehicle, of course, has a placard from the car manufacturer. The vehicle manufacturer specifies the pressure. So you want to make sure that your tires are properly inflated before you embark on your trip to what the manufacturer states. Secondly, you want to make sure that you have adequate tread depth. Tread depth, of course, is important for safety, both in braking and in cornering, as well as acceleration. So what we like to recommend is just take a simple penny. I don't know if I'm with pennies. Maybe people aren't carrying pennies as much these days, but take a penny if you can find a penny and turn Mr. Lincoln upside down and just put him into one of the tread grooves. And if his head, if you can see the top of his head or above his head, that indicates that your tread depth is probably below standard, below requirements, and you probably need to get those tires replaced soon, if not immediately. If you don't see the top of Mr. Lincoln's head, that means you probably have enough tread depth, certainly to continue and be mobile. So those are just some real quick things. Of course, the other thing, too, is just give your tires a general inspection. Make sure you don't see a cut or a snag or, who knows, maybe even there could be a nail or a screw that maybe hasn't lost inflation that is in the tread, but it could be a problem later. You want to get those things checked before you leave and not while you're on the road. So it's pretty much common sense, though.
And some very, very good information there, Ron. The tires should definitely not be neglected. Another thing that sometimes folks don't do that well is practicing safe following distance. You know, you'd be surprised how many people tailgate and how many people don't realize the stopping capability of their vehicle, not to mention the stopping capability of vehicles around them, because there can be a marked difference between one vehicle and the next, and you got to make sure that you've got some room for error there with following distance. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure, and, you know, we talked about already the fact that a summer's end weekend, there's going to be a lot more travelers on our interstates and on our highways, which means there's going to be a lot of cars in the lanes, and it's going to be difficult at times to see that distance. But you do want to make sure that if there is braking ahead of you, that you're not too close to the car in front of you where, you know, you wouldn't be able to avoid a quick stop. And we recommend, on dry pavement, make sure there's 2 to 3 seconds that you can count between you and the car in front. And, of course, if you incur some wet or rainy weather, you want to double that to something like 5 or 6. And, you know, that'll reflect, you know, the ability to do a quick stop should traffic ahead of you come to a quick stop. So the worst thing, again, you can do is get into an accident where, it destroys your plans, but more seriously, if somebody even gets injured. So you just want to make sure.
Sure, Ron. Absolutely. Hold that thought. We're coming back with lots more on the other side. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Ron Margadona is with us from Michelin. He is a senior technical marketing manager, and we're talking about Labor Day weekend and road trips in general, and just a few factoids to throw out there. Three-quarters of drivers, 75%, falsely believe summer to have fewer accidents than other times of the year. Two in three drivers, 67%, feel safer driving during the summertime, citing better road conditions, 83% said that, and nicer weather, 81%. Drivers are three times less likely to be vigilant, alert, and focused on immediate surroundings while driving during summer months compared to winter months. And drivers are three times less likely to check the condition of their tires during summer, despite the fact that heat is a big enemy of tires. And Ron is Michelin Senior Technical Marketing Manager. You certainly pointed that out with some of the tips that you've been giving for making sure that your tires are in good shape. It's very, very important. And before that hard network break, you were following up on practicing safe following distances. Any other words of advice on that front?
Bob, I would just make the overall comment. It's alarming, the statistics that you just cited, that the summertime period in the distraction thing. So that's interesting.
It certainly is, and, you know, people have so much to be distracted by these days, and you can't help but cite the smartphone. People are not supposed to text. People are not supposed to be looking at their phones.
But
all you have to do is just look around in traffic, and you'll see that's what people are doing, and it's a shame.
No, that is the alarming part. I mean, I think all of us see it probably daily, unfortunately, and it's kind of a way of life. So we at Michelin, because we are so pro safety, we just can't stress enough the importance that when you're behind the wheel, you know, you have something that's very, very important to take place, and you really need to make yourself completely focused on that situation. So anything, including radio or other occupants talking, whatever, and certainly that cell phone, you know, all can lead to distractions. I would hope that, you know, the texting part, which is to me the worst part, is got enough visibility, you know, through the country. To a lesser extent, people that do talk on their phone is a little bit less disturbing to me, but again, they're all distractions. I guess I'd like to add one other thing, and per se driving, and you know, we see it occasionally, and that's filling your car and making yourself not be able to have good visibility, the driver, particularly, you know, putting things in the rear view, the luggage, the boxes, or whatever you're bringing. You need to have good visibility in the rear, and you know, just to make sure that you can properly make lane changes and things of that sort. So it's just another reminder for safe driving. You know, give yourself the ability to look in your rear view mirror or your side view mirror, whichever the case may be, so that you can be safe in mobility.
And another little point to recommend for folks, too, if you're taking a road trip, you know, clean out your vehicle. I mean, if you've got excess stuff in your trunk or your hatch area that you don't necessarily need for that trip, pull it out of there, because it's only going to pull down your fuel economy.
Right, right. And you know, that's important, particularly with, you know, we see sometimes gas prices raise around the holiday time. They seem to sometimes peak out, and economizing in unnecessary way just adds to that as a problem. Agreed.
And as you point out, not only are smartphones a distraction, but having other occupants in the car, I know they always say teenagers, in some states they don't allow young drivers to have other young folks in the car until they reach a certain age. But you get a car load full of teenagers, there's going to be a whole lot of distraction going on. And not to mention the fact that a lot of the car companies are building very complex interfaces these days that, you know, even if you're a seasoned professional, a seasoned driver, some of the infotainment and navigation systems themselves can be quite distracting.
Right. And, you know, the key here is make sure that your eyes are focused in front of you at all times, that you have complete control of your vehicle. Again, we talked about the braking distance, you know, the 2-3-second, 5-second rule. It's just making sure that you are focused what's ahead of you, okay? I just would like to mention that Michelin has sponsored in the past some team driving clinics that we've had with other people. I think you can find those on our website. We do help teams out on, again, good safe driving rules and help and assistance in classroom and in practical, you know, demonstrations and stuff. So that's all important, you know, for the younger people that are entering the, you know, the driving age.
So true. And as you point out, it's so important for folks to just simply focus on the road ahead and keep their eyes looking ahead so you can anticipate stuff. I see an awful lot of accidents from the Boston area, and for the last couple of years I've been living in Florida, and soon hopefully I'll be headed back to Boston, but I've missed some nasty winters, so I don't mind that. But nevertheless, I see just an enormous amount of accidents down here in Florida. I don't know why, but it just seems like it's epidemic.
Right. And, you know, I kind of like to use the Boy Scout model, you know, be prepared. You never know what's going to happen ahead of you, when traffic will stop, slow down, or whatever. So.
Absolutely. And all the more reason to keep your eyes fully focused on the road ahead. Go back to the basics. That sometimes when you hang around professional athletes, and, you know, a lot of times coaches will do just that, go back to the basics. Don't start telling me you can hit, you know, 40 home runs for the year. Let's get back to the basics and just get the regular things right. You suggest that everybody should have an emergency kit in their vehicle. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, in the event, you know, we talked about making sure we did our checklist before we leave, but but you never know when the coolant or radiator leak or some malfunction in the car, or, you know, you catch a nail or whatever, and you have an air loss and you're stranded on the highway. You want to be prepared for that situation. You want to make sure that you do have a kit. You want to make sure that you got first aid. You want to make sure that you got some flashlight with extra batteries, particularly if it's nighttime. Maybe even jumper cables is a good idea. But more importantly, having water, because you just never know how long you're going to be out there stranded without assistance. And, of course, some basic food like crackers or things like that is a good idea. And, of course, that's where that cell phone comes in, because that's your connection to any assistance that you would need to get yourself going again. I would say this, that if you're on the highway and you do pull off, we recommend that you pull off sufficient distance. I see too many people that just pull off the side of the road and then they're very close to the right lane. You want to make sure that there's a clear distance, so traffic that's passing by you, that you put nobody in harm's way until assistance for you arrives.
So true. And another thing that you recommend is folks schedule and take breaks during long drives, because you may not realize it, but it gets tiresome.
Right. It's kind of like the airplane. You have a 3-4 hour airplane, you know, your legs cramp up. It's a good idea just to move and get blood circulation. I know myself, I try to stop every 2 hours, maybe 3 at most, just, you know, to walk, you know, a 5-minute walk just to stretch muscles, get blood circulating, and get just refreshed. You know, you don't want to get into that drowsy mode and things like that. So it's a refreshment break as well as a health break. So
yeah,
it's just a good
very
practice.
Well said. Very well said, Ron. I understand Michelin wants to hear about Labor Day road trips. You've got some interesting things going on.
Yeah, we started a new thing, and it's on the Michelin USA, and I'll stress USA Facebook page. We'd like to hear about your road trips. We'd like to hear the story, your best story. So if you have the time, just go ahead and submit those to the Michelin USA Facebook, and we'd like to wish everybody safe driving.
Thank you so much, Ron. Really enjoyed having you on the show, and hopefully we'll get you back on with us on another topic down the road soon.
No problem, Bob. My pleasure. Thank you.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Attention, Jeep and truck owners. J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.